We are just 94 days away from the NFL draft, which means these two guys are traversing the country looking for the best NFL prospects. Welcome into the Pat Bowlen Fieldhouse. I'm Matt Boyer, of course, joined by Andrew Mason and Steve Atwater. And guys, Senior Bowl this week, Shrine Game last week. Let's start with last week, though. Let's change things up a bit. Let's go superlatives. Shrine Game superlatives, okay? Oh, the high school yearbook days, right? Mace, to you first. Let's go most likely to succeed. That seems to be where every high school yearbook starts.
Yeah, I know. It's where my high school yearbook started, and they were practicing at my high school in St. Petersburg, and one of the standouts was Marcel Frazier, an edge rusher out of Missouri, 6'4", 261. Good pass rusher, consistently winning his one-on-one matchups. Also stout at the point of attack against the run and was getting into the backfield, very disruptive, making plays from the edge. You know, there were some other good players as well. It was a deep class of D linemen and edge rushers. Joe Osman from Central Michigan is another guy who stood out. But Frazier, I think, of these guys, will be the first one off the board come draft day.
Frazier's a guy, Steve, that's going to be, like May said, on top of a lot of draft boards. Most unforgettable, let's go there for you, okay? Who's a guy that you're going to be thinking about all the way until April?
Well, there is a wide receiver from Northern Iowa, Darius Fountain. From day one, he caught my attention. I think caught Mace's attention as well. The guy just has a lot of burst and suddenness off the line of scrimmage. Mm-hmm. Has great hands. Made some circus catches. Really had a great week. I think he did himself justice. Done well for himself there by his performance in St. Petersburg.
Let's go to some fun categories now, all right? Let's go most likely to win a Nobel Prize. Now, we're not looking for any Nobel laureates exactly here. However, Mace, who was the guy that you thought was the most cerebral?
I'd say Justin Watson out of Penn. No surprise, you're talking about an Ivy League guy for this award. But, you know, he's a very prolific receiver. But the thing you noticed watching him, very precise in how he runs his routes, very meticulous player. You know, I think he's a guy, even though he's a little bit bigger than maybe a typical slot guy, could be a slot receiver at the next level. I thought he had a pretty good week.
Penn does have 20 Nobel laureates between faculty and alumni, so Mace, I see where you were going there. Steve, to you now, best celebrity lookalike. This is a guy who most emulates an NFL star currently.
Yeah, nose tackle, Dietrich Sinnott. He's out of the University of South Florida. Very stout at the point of attack. The thing that you notice, that we noticed immediately about him was they were doing a double team drill where the center and guard both tried to block him, and they couldn't. You know, he just split them up, got up between them, kept his spot. Very, very amazing job. Now, the thing that makes him kind of like one of the stars is his spin move. He reminded me a lot of our very own superstar, Von Miller. He would have a one-on-one situation with the center, make a move, spin, slap him with the backhand on his back, and be right past him. It was really impressive. And Mason and I mentioned it when we were down there. Man, this guy looks like a Von Miller at nose tackle.
Impressive to see a guy making that kind of spin move when he's about 70 pounds heavier than Von Miller. That was something to see.
Now, we talk about your A-list all the time. Snot, probably an A-list. Or any other guys that you saw maybe make that A-list?
Yeah, you know, it was a cornerback, Dietrich Nichols, another guy out of South Florida, was up in receivers' faces. And he was, jamming him off the line of scrimmage successfully, talking noise back and forth, had a lot of good energy, hustling to the ball. He's the kind of guy that I would like to have on our football team because he's a leader of players, not only with his words, but also with his play.
If you're already on the A-list this early on in the process, you're probably on the on the right track. Let's go to the Senior Bowl now, guys. All right, some superlatives, Mace, best click. We're thinking North and South teams, okay? Now, a little wacky geography going on because we've got guys from Florida on the North team. We've got guys from Idaho State on the South team. Not exactly the geography regions that we're usually seeing.
Yeah, the best clique of players is probably, I think, Oklahoma, led by Baker Mayfield. NC State's right behind them. You know, but those are schools that you might think, South team, right? Nope. They're North team guys.
Right.
But that's far from the most extreme thing. You've got guys from Miami, including Braxton Berrios, a slot receiver I really like, and Hawaii that are on the North team. You can't go any farther south than Hawaii in this country. So they do this to balance the rosters in terms of, you know, players at each position, and they also want a fairly even game. Basically, the only thing you know from the Senior Bowl is that Alabama guys, Auburn guys, Georgia guys, LSU, Mississippi, Mississippi State, those guys are going to be on the South team because they want to give the fans in Mobile some identification to kind of pull for one of the teams. They actually did AFC versus NFC for a while. back in the 90s and kind of randomly shuffled guys around, and that didn't work for people coming. That's why it's North versus South. But as you can see with those examples and plenty of others, there's a lot of liberty taking geographically.
We are going to save the last superlative for Steve. He's going to sign the back of the yearbook right now. Life of the party, Steve. Hmm. I already have a good idea of who you're going to say, but who's garnering the most attention in Mobile?
Take a guess.
Yeah.
Mr. Baker Mayfield, quarterback. And a lot of people, I would imagine, are interested in seeing. I'm interested in seeing him in person. I've seen him play on television, and he's a very exciting player. His teammates seem to love him. His team seems to love him. I want to see, first off, how tall he is and kind of make my mental notes in terms of could he lead a team and could he play at the next level with his height. Now, I'm already sold on him as a player, and the stats that he has are second to none. 198.2 quarterback rating is out of this world. So I know he can get the job done. Just a matter of physically, will he be able to fit in, I guess, the right size at this level.
The Tuesday morning weigh-in, that's going to be big for him. I think all of us are going to be there watching it, and probably the moment his height comes in, Twitter's going to explode one way or another. Baker Mayfield's over 6 feet. Baker Mayfield is sub 6 feet. Right. I think we're all kind of waiting to hear what side of that he's on, or if he's right at 6 feet.
You won't have to wait too long. We will be in Mobile on Tuesday. We will, of course, have recap shows every morning, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. We'll also have live updates after practice, online, in the afternoon. But we also have some orange and blue action for you. Mace, tell the people where they can find you this week, you and Steve.
Yeah, we have our usual show, of course, from 10 to noon on Orange and Blue 760. Myself, Ryan Edwards, Steve Atwater. But we're also going to a bonus show Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m., recapping each day's Senior Bowl practice. You want to know who's up, who's down, who's doing well, who's struggling. Tune in to Orange and Blue 760. We'll have a full recap of everything that's going on from the practices live from Mobile every day.
Plenty of coverage coming your way. But for now, we say goodbye. For Andrew Mason, Steve Atwater, I'm Matt Boyer. We will see you in Mobile.